Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, thanks for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reiberger, and today's topic is tapping into your intuition. And I have two very special guests who call themselves the psychic teachers, and they're going to be sharing, as well as I'm going to be sharing, what we can do to tap into our intuition, something that's very near and dear to my heart. In fact, if anybody would have ever told me almost 30 years ago that I was going to make a living using my intuition, I probably, frankly, would have looked at them in absolute, total disbelief. And then even more so, I probably would have run away from them like there's something really wrong. They don't know what's going on. And here I am 30 years later, and this is the way that I integrate my research scientist in with my intuition. And I'll tell you, as I'm sure that my guests are going to share with you, it isn't always an easy journey to be able to tap into that intuition, and maybe we can develop that as we're going to be talking about it. But once we tap into it, then become the next issue is, how do we trust it? When do we trust it? And can we trust it? So that's the topic today, is tapping into your intuition. I know that you're going to enjoy my guest a lot. I've had the pleasure of spending time with them. You know, we meet people that there's just a kindredness the minute that you talk to them, like you've known them forever. And this was the case with my two guests. We're also going to be taking your calls today, so you're going to have three intuitives on the phone, which should be a lot of fun. So if you have a question for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then international callers, just dial your international calling code, same number, 877-230-3062. One of the things I want to start the show out by saying is every one of us is intuitive, and every one of us uses our intuition to some degree in our daily decision making. The reality of it is that many times we actually get confused whether it's our intuition or not, because maybe we'll just call it this knowing that we know, but we don't know how we know. Or that maybe it's our gut instincts, or maybe it's just plain common sense. But every single one of us is intuitive, and at any moment we can tap into that intuition to be able to expand our perception of what's happening in our life, and then also to tap into it for the guidance that we need and the insight that can offer us possibilities or ideas or help us navigate through some difficult times in our lives. However, if we don't know really how to define intuition, and I know there's lots of definitions, but I think a lot of it has to do with understanding those blanket definitions and then going inside and saying, well, what does my intuition look like? What does it feel like? Does it talk to me through the goosebumps? Does it talk to me through the images? Does it talk to me by connecting the dots? Does it talk to me by that inner voice that we hear? So I think that's one of the first important steps. But if we're unsure of how our intuition is defined, and then unsure of how it speaks to us, then it is really very difficult for us to be able to trust that intuition and literally the guidance that it offers. And what we find is if we really don't expand our perception of what's going on, we find ourselves repeating the same old patterns and, frankly, making the same old mistakes. It's that kind of that been there, done that. Well, the gift of intuition is it says, been there, done that. Let's look at doing something differently. How I actually met my two guests is I had a pleasure on being on their show. They have a show that is on Blog Talk Radio called Psychic Teachers, where they help people get in touch with their intuition. And as I said, we just had such a great time that I really got so excited as I was talking to them and on their show and listening to what they do and integrating what I do, that I thought, you know what, as listeners, I think you're going to really, really enjoy their expertise. So I invited them on the show. They're actually two guests. One of them is Samantha Fay. Samantha is an intuitive medium who literally spent years of shutting down her abilities due to fears and insecurities. I'm sure that every one of us that is listening to this show can relate to that. She chose a life of normalcy, if there is such a thing, and instead of following her intuition and really using it, she ended up teaching English literature at a small college in North Carolina for 15 years. She married a police officer and is the mother of three little girls. In June of 2005, during a meditation and dreams, she kept seeing someone getting shot in the neck, but ignored the visions as they were more of a fearful inner vision of her mind. Again, something we can all relate to. When her husband, a police sergeant, was shot in the neck 3 weeks later, Samantha decided that it was time for her to never turn her back on her intuitive abilities again. Since that time, as it opens up the doors, once we start to accept that intuition, what she's done is she's connected with thousands of clients, with their guides, their angels, their loved ones on the other side, to be able to help people understand really the depth of what we have and the breadth of information that we have that's available to us. Samantha has clients across the U.S. and Australia, England, Ireland, and Canada. Her readings validate that we're never alone, something very, very important with all the energy shifts we're in right now, and that we always have help from the team on the other side. Deb Bowen, second guest, also part of the Psychic Teachers, actually started using her intuitive abilities at a very young age. Now, that always fascinates me because I had to die in order to get my abilities, and Samantha had to have this traumatic event to be able to really recognize her. And here's Deb. Deb has been using them at a very young age. She's a reader and a student of traditional tarot since 1983. And she's conducted thousands of readings and taught many tarot and intuitive courses. She offers astrology and numerology charts as well. Now, here's the other side of Deb. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She's the author of A Good Friend for Bad Times, Helping Others Through Grief, which is available through bookstores and Amazon.com. It's actually been translated into German. She's the founder of Krone Works, an organization that helps promote peace and understanding worldwide. She hosts retreats and workshops on a variety of topics. And as I said, I had the pleasure on being on their blog talk radio, Psychic Teachers. That's a radio show. And it is one of Blog Talk's most popular radio shows. So again, welcome, welcome. Thank you both for joining me.
Gosh, Carol, thank you. It's a delight to be with you today.
Well, likewise, I'll tell you, I know that my listeners are just going to be very excited. In fact, the phone lines are already lighting up. But you know, it's something that I'm sure that each of you can relate to as well, is that the first part of this is just really kind of defining or trying to figure out what intuition is. So what I'm going to do is, Samantha, would you give us kind of your definition or your perception of what intuition is?
Sure. I like to define intuition as the three C's, because I think you need all different parts of these three C's. And the first one is connection, the second is compassion, and the third is cooperation. And I believe in order to tap into your intuition, you have to make that connection, and you have to see that connection that's there among all of us, among all living things. You have to be able to see the spark of God in everyone and everything. And I think compassion is another important part of it, because you really have to have an empathetic and a sympathetic heart to really reach out and help others. And then cooperation, meaning just working with your client and working with your guides and angels and their guides and angels, to sort of have what I like to call a three-way call to the other side. So that's how I define it, intuition, is really getting in touch with that inner connection.
It's kind of that vibe mail service that we have, isn't it, Samantha?
Yes.
Deb, how about you, hon?
I would absolutely agree with Samantha. I think for me the most important piece of what she said is the notion of connectedness, of being connected, first of all, with your own guides and angels and your own inner voice, and certainly being connected with the spirit world around you and the person for whom you're working. I also think that it's important, if you're going to do this work, that you have a sense of groundedness. As you mentioned, Samantha and I both have day jobs and real lives, and for us, that really is an important piece of this work, is we can't be floating off in the ethers all the time. We have to integrate this into our daily life.
I really appreciate you sharing that, Deb, because so many times, and I'm sure you found it through your radio and working with people, so many people feel like it has to be an either-or situation, that if you're going to go in and really utilize your intuitive skills and then really develop them and access them fully, that we have to live that part of our life in the ethers and part of the life where we feel like we're disconnected, which of course we all know, the three of us know we're not. But I think that it really, one of the first things is for people to recognize this isn't an either or thing, is it?
Not at all.
Not at all. And the fact that sometimes it does feel like a balancing act, doesn't it, Samantha?
Oh, for sure.
And that, you know, sometimes if your focus is literally in that tangible real world, solving real problems that are in your face, that sometimes trying to, if you perceive that intuition is something that you've got to just always go into that deepest state of meditation, I think there's a lot of blockages, don't you, Deb?
Oh, indeed I do. I think that, and that's one of the things that Samantha and I teach in our telecourses and our face-to-face workshops and in our radio show, is that really your intuition is with you all the time. And we have many different paths to being connected to our intuitive abilities. You used the phrase a few minutes ago, goosebumps. Well, for some people, indeed. For other people, there are other paths towards that. And so helping people to understand that and to validate that for them is a big part of what we do.
Absolutely. And anything that you want to add, Samantha, on that as well?
Well, I just want to add that people can start connecting with their intuition, I believe, right away just by connecting to their loved ones who have already passed over to the other side. I think that's a great way to start, is just by, you know, giving them a sign and asking them, you know, say, okay, Grandma, if you are around me, can you please show me a red cardinal today? And I think that's one good way to tap into your intuition, is just getting that validation right away that, yes, they really are alive and well up in heaven.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, when we connect with those who are disembodied, as I put it, or on the other side, and again, kind of the perception is other side is somewhere maybe that is far away, but it really isn't. But one of the gifts of those who graced our lives, who were in body, that then when they transition into light, they give us the remembrance of the jewels and the gifts and all of the lessons that we learned around our interactions with them, whether those interactions were positive or maybe they had an emotional charge. They're really an integral part of our personal development and our own personal growth, and then also in our spiritual development. So when we realize that we're not alone, then I think that it makes us a lot easier. And sometimes tapping into our intuition is literally, what, taking a breath, isn't it, Samantha?
Yes, for sure. It's as simple as taking that first breath, as, you know, saying that first prayer, or taking 5 minutes just to meditate and sit in silence.
Absolutely. It's that asking those questions. And I know, Deb, that you work a lot with tarot cards and so forth. And, you know, this divination process of cards and pendulums and different things, those are wonderful tools for us to be able to really connect and relate to our intuition. And it's almost a process of learning to connect and develop it, isn't it, Deb?
It is indeed. And one method that may work for someone may not work for another. Tarot has spoken to me for many, many years. There are other tools that I don't resonate with at all. And so we always teach our folks that we first of all, we absolutely agree with you. All of us is intuitive. Every single one of us has intuition. It's a matter of honing the skills and learning to use it and really exploring and learning which way, which method might be the one that is best suited for you. And so we encourage folks to try different things and see what fits for them. And just keep learning. There's never a reason not to learn something new.
Absolutely. And that, you know, also, as I'm sure that you both have found when working with people, is that that connecting with the intuition is a real evolutionary process. One of the things that I've certainly found is that when people start touching that intuition, it almost becomes very black and white, is that, okay, if it talks to me in this way, then it's truth. If it talks to me in that way, then it isn't. And that mental part of us keeps wanting to put the limitations, only to find, as I share a lot in my own classes, is that the minute that we think we're comfortable with intuition, it morphs and it becomes more than who we are. So it really is an evolutionary process, isn't it, Samantha?
Yes, it is. And I think you have to be aware that your intuition will speak to you in many ways, through signs, through symbols, through images, through dreams, through an inner nudging or knowing. And so you just have to be open and connected and receptive to listening to that and responding to it.
Exactly. And the other thing is that I've found so much is that as this intuition starts to develop, meaning we become more open and receptive, more in tune with how it talks to us, is that we almost want to mentally manipulate it where it's just going to tell us bad things that happen. We use it kind of like a, you know, a first alert system. And it certainly does that because the intention is never to put us in harm's way or to remind us never to put ourselves in harm's way. And I know, Samantha, in your story where you had, you know, in this meditation, the dream about this person being shot and then you experienced it. What was that like, hon?
Well, it was pretty scary. The whole summer, you know, Deb and I live right by the ocean, and I spend a lot of time at the beach with my kids. And every time I would go to the beach, I would find these seashells shaped like hearts. I mean, it was really amazing. Deb has seen them. I have like an entire jar filled of these heart-shaped seashells. So I knew between that and the meditative dream I kept having that something was coming down the pike, but I refused to believe it was about my own husband. We have good friends who live in Zimbabwe under that lovely dictator. And so I just assumed that maybe it was going to be one of, you know, something might happen to them. And I really questioned, should I warn them? Should I call them? So there's a little guilt, like if I had only not ignored that vision and just kind of trudged through and really asked to see more, maybe I could have seen my husband's face. But either way, it doesn't matter because, A, I want listeners to know that my husband survived and he has an anoxic brain injury, but he is doing well. And B, that there were so many blessings and wonderful lessons that came from that experience. And I knew just as the beginning with the heart-shaped seashells and then so many other miracles that occurred that summer that neither he nor I nor my children were alone that entire time.
Well,
so
exactly.
I think that's the key to connecting to your intuition is, yes, have we all signed up for really difficult life lessons this go around? Yeah. Are we capable of accomplishing and achieving those life lessons? Yes. And are we supposed to do them all by ourselves? No.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, there's part of our conditioning that we just want things to just go along smoothly. And there's this perception if we control and manage everything, then somehow we're going to be exempt from the things that happen in life. But one of the things that you said that was so resonated so much with me and how I felt my listeners in this is the fact that when we get these messages, we in our humanness immediately feel guilty for not following it. And one of the things that I found is that a lot of reasons that we don't necessarily take the next step and to allow it to just be. It isn't really that we have to do anything but allow it to be is because we feel guilty that we didn't do it before. And it's I think guilt is a big part of the puzzle of why we don't fully tap into the intuition, isn't it, Deb?
Guilt is a big piece of it. The woulda, shoulda, couldas will really shut down intuition. And so if people have gotten, and this happens a lot, I hear from folks that I talk to, oh, they feel guilty because they've ignored or misinterpreted information that they've gotten in the past. Well, you can't go there. And I tell the folks that it's really okay and it's a really friendly and forgiving universe. And it has been what it is. And all of those are stepping stones towards the process of where we are right now in this moment. So I think guilt is one of the things that shuts folks down. I think fear. We get a lot of questions from the folks we work with who ask, oh, is this evil? Is this coming from someplace mm-hmm. that's bad? My belief system says this is not all right. And so one of the things that Samantha and I really do spend a lot of time teaching is that this is a gift. We all have it. It is a gift from a kind and loving and beautiful universe. and that that gift is a part of what we were meant to come here and do, and there's not really a reason to be afraid of it. It comes from a loving place, not an evil place, and that to ignore it is, in fact, the lesser path to take, really is to be used.
Well, and actually, I'm asked all the time when I'm out doing presentations, not every presentation, but I'm asked so many times, and we're going to really discuss this in more depth when we get into the second segment, but I'm asked all the time, well, Carol, doing this work, do you believe in God? Well, it's absolutely I do. And it's in some cases, people are really surprised that I have that sense of faith or that sense of connection that, you know, it's almost again like in the binariness, we're either, you know, grounded in reality or we're out there in the woo-woo world with intuition. And so what I'd like to do is I thank you for starting to bring this forward, because this is one of the things that really, if we start peeling back the layers of what makes it difficult for us to touch our intuition and to really be able to allow it to be that navigator and so forth, is that one of the fears is that can we do this and still hold on to our faith and to our belief systems that we have and our connections with our divine source, and how can we somehow integrate it? So thank you for bringing that up. We're going to talk about that more in the second segment, because I think it's an integral part of this acceptance that comes along with it. And as you said, Samantha, it's realizing that whether they're guides, they're angels, they're souls that have gone into the light and everything, it's that remembrance that intuition allows us to see beyond the obvious and to recognize that we're not alone. So thank you very much. I think what we'll do is let's go ahead. Are you both ready? Let's jump in and take a call. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Hi, Karen from Minnesota. How can we help you, hon?
Well, hon, I just love listening to your program, and I love you. And oh. I've always thought that our bodies can heal themselves, but I don't know how to tap into that. I have several spine and shoulder issues, and I was wondering if you could tell me what brought this about and what can I do to help heal this and get over this, whatever cycle I'm in.
Absolutely. And so, Samantha and Deb, are you comfortable with me starting this off and then
yes,
we can join in? Perfect. Okay. So, Karen, first of all, honey, as you know from listening to the show, there's multiple levels of the way that illness, basically, or injury, whatever we're dealing with in the body occurs. And we can work on it emotionally, looking for those undertones. But I want to start out by saying, honey, what you have going on in your body is literally physical. So let's first of all accept that it's physical. When I go into the spine itself and the neurological parts, the first thing that always seems to get out of alignment is that atlas, that cervical vertebrae 1. And that cervical vertebrae, honey, really sets the tone for the rest of the vertebrae and the way they stack on each other. And if they stack on each other the way the spine is designed and the muscles cooperate and all these variables happen in the physical aspect of who we are, then our spine and the nervous system and the plexus where those nerves come out of the spine all just work the way they need to. But you have an injury, sweetie. You have an injury in cervical vertebrae 5, and that's the main vertebrae. That's the one that just kind of drops in where the neck and the shoulders come together. That's causing thoracic vertebrae 3, excuse me, to twist. And it isn't slipped, it isn't herniated, it's just twisted. And then I go down, thoracic vertebrae 6 is trying to compensate by going the other way. And then I can go down about every 3 or 4 vertebrae, and I have vertebrae that are just slightly tweaked, turned enough that what it's doing is in trying to do what it's designed to do to help protect the spine, what it's done is it's caused this physical messaging system that goes from the brain that, okay, left toe, I want you to move. By the time it gets down to the lumbar part of the plexus, it sounds like it's just a static. The toes can't figure out what to do. So the first thing is, sweetie, we're dealing with a physical thing. We're dealing with something that is very real anatomically. It's something that can be fixed. But it feels to me, sweetie, if we just say, okay, let's do this physically to begin with. And we could do it through craniosacral. If someone could work with you specifically with that vagus nerve number 10, that's going to help get the cerebrospinal fluid in your skull and in your spine back into some sense of balance. That's going to take the pressure off of the twisting. If we go in and we work with someone that does non-force chiropractic using an activator, or someone that uses their beautiful hands, such as a Reiki master, or someone that can attune you vibrationally, acupuncture, acupressure, maybe even some reflexology, and we looked at it that way, then it can help you. The other thing is when these vertebrae start to twist a little bit, the muscles are going to get sore. The more the muscles tighten up, the more pressure it puts on the spine. So by giving you that picture, my first desire is for you to know that we can work on it, honey, on a lot of levels. And yes, there are hidden meanings. But for you, Karen, if you can say this is kind of what it is and focus on the physical, then, sweetie, you can start getting those small little validations that you're really gaining on it. And the reason I started you there, honey, is then your mind will stop fixating those pain messages that are going to your brain screaming at it, fix me, fix me, fix me, are going to then stop sending those messages or screaming as loud. And then you can go in and say, I've been wanting to take a step forward and kind of move along on my path, but I didn't know where I wanted to go. And I can tell you that your intuition is going to tell you you're better off staying put, which then comes the physical body, where it becomes tight or can be, feel frozen, or you can emotionally feel stuck. You're better off being where you are, Karen, than you are to take a step in the path, sweetie, that repeats where you've been. I mean, this is a real breakthrough time for you, isn't it, honey?
Yes.
And you are ready to really just step out. I can feel it in you. And
I just let the book power up your brain.
There you go. And so what you're doing is, in the Power Up Your Brain, fabulous book. In fact, I had Dr. Perlmutter on my show in that particular process. What we need to do is we need to create new neural pathways. And if you say in that visual I gave you, okay, Atlas gets out, C5 goes here, T3 goes here, and you start to kind of visit your body and your spine that way, then you can go in and go, okay, so do I tackle C1 or do I go for 5? C5, well, no, that's got an injury. How about if I go down to the coccyx, the tailbone? How about if I go the lumbar? Maybe I should start at the root and go up. All of those things will help you tremendously, sweetie.
Okay.
And then you can do the other work. But I will tell you, this isn't, honey, and I'm going to pass it on, this where you want to go, sweetie, it requires a leap of faith. It means trusting your intuition. But, honey, it doesn't mean taking that leap of faith in a way that you're going to feel like you're either not going to succeed or be in harm's way. Where you are, Karen, is this is about baby steps, sweetie. It's about baby steps physically. It's about baby steps in bringing your work forward, finding voice, sharing with people, listen to what they have to say. This is where we are in this evolution is it's the baby steps. Samantha, do you have anything, hon, you want to add there?
I was just picking up that there's some sadness connected to her father that's lodging in her body, and that if that were released, that would help. And I'm also feeling that there's something about her ego holding her back from her healing abilities. It's almost like, If Karen, if you can just believe in yourself as a healer, then these physical things will stop manifesting themselves. Because it's sort of okay. It's like the last blockage you're putting up for yourself before you can really emerge on the scene as the healer that you are. So the more that you believe in yourself and affirm that you are a healer, and the more that you can practice healing, the less these pains are going to bother you.
And you know, the other thing, Karen, sweetie, is you don't have to feel pain to be in your body. You can be in your body. Deb, how about you?
I'd like to add one thing.
Perfect.
And I think you would agree with this, Carol, that, you know, our bodies take us literally. They hurt where we also hurt emotionally. And not to say that the physical ailment or the physical pain is not real. It is very, very real. But sometimes, particularly with back pain, it's wanting somebody off our back or a situation off our back, or we can't bear a particular burden. And I wonder if that might be connected to Samantha's comment about some of the emotional burden with your father, Karen. But one thing that I would certainly recommend to you is just a tiny little step of 1 minute meditation. That's really the best place to start with that, where you allow yourself literally 1, maybe 2 minutes if you can, to just sit and breathe. And I like to give folks affirmations to go with that. And I would say to yourself, I am filled with light. I am a being of light. And if you can do that, your body will begin to feel lighter. And the message that will go to your muscles and to your spine is it's okay to relax.
Well, thank you.
Wow, three.
I started doing that couple days ago.
Excellent, wonderful.
Well, see, now, you know, and the thing with all of us, Karen, is we're all tapped into the same thing, sweetie. We're all reading you. You're reading us. And see, you knew that this was what you were looking to do.
That intuition thing, I guess, huh?
Yes. Yes, I think that it really, really is. And I'm sure that Samantha and Deb will agree. The three of us will resoundingly say, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it, honey. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to have three of us on the line to be able to offer the perception. Very well-rounded.
Thank you all so much.
You are most welcome. Well, let's jump in right now and take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. You can be back with my guest, Deb and Samantha, and we're going to be talking about tapping into your intuition, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, the topic of today's show is tapping into your intuition, and I have two wonderful guests, Samantha Fay and Deb Bowen, who are really very skilled, as I've come to learn from the time we've shared with each other, and how to be able to help people tap into their own intuition. In the first segment, we were looking at how do we define intuition, how does it talk to us. We brought in a little bit of the topic of how our faith and the beliefs around it sometimes can really create a fear or can be sometimes a blockage for us to be able to really tap into our intuition. It's sort of in our mind, feels like it has to be an either or situation. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit more as far as how we can really embrace all aspects of who we are, including our belief systems, and really see it as an integral part of that intuitive ability. They're both the host of a blog talk radio show called Psychic Teachers. And as I said in the first segment, for those of you that's just joining me, it's one of Blog Talk's most popular shows. I had the pleasure of being on that show. And again, there was just that instant connection. And when you have that, you just have to follow it because it's your intuition. And you just, it's like, you need to be on my show. And so today we have the pleasure of listening to them and them also sharing their perception and their skills around intuition. We are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us about intuition, a question for us about something that you may be struggling with or something that's going on in your body, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then also same number, 877-230-3062. For international callers, just, of course, dial your international calling code and then the number. I also want to let you know that my June Your Health teleclass topic, which was on anxiety disorders, is now available for purchase on my website at www.ritberger.com. There's actually two downloads that are available. One is an audio download, and the other is a printable PDF download, 36 pages in length. I really go in and offer a holistic perspective of anxiety disorders, panic attacks, phobias, and really look at it from that clinical perception, what really is happening in the body when we find ourselves experiencing any of those different disorders associated with anxiety disorder. And then also some of the psychological undertones that really can create or contribute to a lot of the anxieties that we experience, how it looks in the energy field, how it maps in the chakra system, the role your personality plays in developing the susceptibility for anxiety disorders. Frankly, we all have anxiety, whether it's daily anxiety, or it can be something called GAD, generalized anxiety disorder. And so we all experience it, so if we can really understand what it is and to be able to relate to it and then to change the triggers of it beyond it when it develops into the more expressive part, which is, of course, the panic attacks and then a lot of the phobias that people develop. There's a lot of genetic and as well as psychological contributions. So if you want to learn more about anxiety disorders, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. There's a try before you buy feature. You can listen to a very brief excerpt of the actual recording of the teleclass itself, and then also the printable PDF. So I hope that you will consider it. One thing I forgot to remember to mention in that is I always, in these different teleclasses, look at what you can do from a conventional therapy, whether that's psychotherapy or medication, but I always include a laundry list of alternative choices as well. So I hope that you'll visit my website, www.ritberger.com. Check out anxiety disorders and then also the other 24 disorders and illnesses that I actually have that I've had teleclasses on. I want to thank all of you for your love and your support, your suggestions. You really are the ones that lead me to the topic. So if you have a topic for me, go to my website, submit topic, and then I will add that to the list of what I'm going to do in future Your Health teleclasses. Well, before we really jump in and kind of talk more about intuition and explore it from the variety of perspectives that I'd like to, I really would like Samantha and Deb to share with you how you can hear more about who they are, how you can listen to their radio show and what days and times, what date and time it's on or the days of the week and all the things. So Deb, I'm going to have you start. How can our listeners, my listeners, all of our listeners get in touch with you?
Oh, there are lots of ways, Carol. Our Blog Talk radio show airs live on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So the address for that is www.blogtalkradio.com/psychicteachers. And there's no space between psychic and teachers. You can, of course, tune in live and listen to us then. You're certainly welcome to join us in the chat room. We get some lively conversations going on in our chat room. That each broadcast is also available for download at a later date from Blog Talk and also from iTunes. We are free on iTunes and certainly appreciate it when people access us that way, and also for us to leave comments on iTunes about us. You can access us through our website, which is www.psychicteachers.com. And from that website, there are links to our individual websites and blogs and so much more. We are also on Facebook, so you can become our, I think it's a fan or like, I forget how that works, on Facebook with us. And again, it's Psychic Teachers with no space. We, too, do telecourses, and we are really excited, and I say that with some trepidation because I'm not sure excited is the right word for me. We are experimenting with going with video and setting up a Skype telecourse program that will be inaugurated sometime in August, as soon as I get brave enough to do that. Samantha's light years ahead of me on that. Samantha, have I forgotten anything?
No, that's everything.
Okay, so Blog Talk Radio, and our website is www.psychicteachers.com, and you can, of course, send us messages through that as well. So we'd love to hear from folks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And I know, Samantha, you've got a couple of CDs, How to Meet Your Spirit Guide and Chakra Cleansing, and I tell you, when I first got the email from you to ask me to participate on you and Deb's show, I love your website name. Would you please share that with people?
Sure. It's The Crystal Chick.
TheCrystalChick.com,
The Crystal Chick.
Everyone.
I have a love affair with crystals.
And then can they also order your CDs on your site as well?
Yes, I have an online store on the Crystal Chick website, and I do have two CDs, How to Meet Your Spirit Guide and How to Clean and Clear Your Chakras. Deb and I are big believers in that the key to really opening your intuition is to really get to know your chakras, learn how to open them, learn how to raise their vibrations, learn how to close them, and to also facilitate raising your vibrations to increase your intuition through crystals. So I'm a knitter and a Reiki master, so I also make chakra bags that are hand-knitted, and I bless them with Reiki, and then I put all the chakra stones in there as well. And so you can find that on my website, too. And I've just started knitting heart chakra bags that are meant to be worn around your neck to rest right on your heart chakra. And those are going to be filled with rhodochrosite, rhodondite, and rose quartz.
Well, very good. So lots of ways to be able to connect with you. Very, very good. Okay, we want to just, again, not too briefly, but to do it so we can continue taking calls. I know, Deb, you had talked about the fact of, you know, this faith and being able to still honor our faith and belief system. And I know with Samantha, you had shared with me is that you are Catholic and that you were raised Catholic. And then in the write-up for Deb on this part of it is that there's this other approach that looking at how we can integrate our faith, and Deb is a practicing pagan. And in this process, what have the two of you found? I'm going to start with you, Samantha, first. What have you found in your own journey about being able to kind of, I'm going to say it this way, be Catholic and be intuitive?
Well, to me, it's just so natural. I love being Catholic. I embrace my faith every day. I go to church every Sunday. My children go to parochial school. And for me, if I weren't Catholic, I don't think I would be psychic. I think being raised with this strong belief in guardian angels, with this strong belief that there are dead saints in heaven that are alive and well, that we can pray to for help, to intercede on our behalf as extra helpers, to me that is psychic. And if you study the saints, they were all psychic. They all had visions. They all talked to God and Mary. So to me, it was very organic. And whenever people do get very shocked, oh, my gosh, how can you be a medium and still be a Catholic? Well, I have talked to several priests about it. They have given me the okay, so to speak. You know, they have said as long as you've got at the center of what you're doing, that you are good to go. And, you know, Deb is one of my very best friends. I love her faith. I respect her faith. And I love that the two of us can agree on many, many things, and we can disagree respectfully on many, many things. And most importantly, we learn from each other. I've learned so much about being connected to the earth, being connected to the moon cycle, being connected to nature around me from Deb. So you know, to me, it's just been an organic process. And I think that they all, there's room for us all.
Absolutely. Deb, how about you?
There is a creative force. I cannot imagine my life with a void in it of where God, Goddess, that creator goes in my everyday being. I am talking to you looking out this absolutely beautiful window into my backyard, and it's birds and green and growing things, and I cannot imagine looking at that and not saying, indeed, there is God. And so
absolutely.
For me, yes. And so my belief and my faith in that creative ability around me that nurtures me and loves me and cares for me and nurtures and loves and cares for every being on this planet gives me the foundation, the grounding to be able to do what I do.
It's absolutely.
Really,
and I think that, you know, when we step back and we start really looking at the bond that this intuition is a part of, then when we can go in and we look at our perception, the way that we dialogue with the divine or the God, the Buddha, the Krishna, the Allah, the goddess, it again, it's just what, it's a part of who we are, and it's an integral part of us being able to connect again, to know that we're not alone, to realize that there is more than meets the eye. And I think that as people start to embrace their intuition and realize it, that it doesn't have to be either or, then I think that we have really the best of both worlds. We have that support of our perceptions and our belief system, and we have that bond, don't we?
Absolutely. They're not mutually exclusive. And yes, indeed, Samantha and I have differing perspectives on how we get to where we're going. And I think that bringing those differences to light and discussing them the way that we do in a really deep and sometimes fun way really helps to broaden the horizons of many of the folks that we serve. I also think that our beliefs are not mutually exclusive from science. And I'm so excited to read so much these days on where spirituality and science are becoming more and more connected. I never would have in my wildest dreams as a younger had the notion that I might have an interest in nuclear physics, for example. And now I'm just fascinated with it because I'm seeing the connection with science and my spiritual beliefs. And so I really love that commonality, the common ground that we share. And Samantha and I often strive for that far more than we do to accentuate our differences.
Absolutely. And, you know, I go back and I said, if Descartes said, I feel, therefore I am, instead of I think, therefore I am, would we be light years ahead of where we are? Not necessarily, but I think the perception would have been so different in the way that we approached our living, and instead of this either or, and we approached it that, like Samantha, with all of your beautiful hearts, honey, is that we're all heart. The heart is what connects us, and that what we feel is merely information, and that information comes from intuition. So let's go ahead and jump in. Hi, Joellen from Chicago. How can we help you?
Hi, girls. How are you?
We are wonderful.
Well, it's directly related to intuition. I've been told I'm intuitive, but I don't see where it comes from. I don't know how it talks to me. I don't know where I get my hits. I feel blocked, actually. So I'd love to hear what you all have to say about this.
Okay, Samantha, you want to jump in?
Sure. Joelle, I feel like your intuitive side is inherited on your father's side, which is unusual. Usually it comes through the mother's line. But I'd love for you to ask your family and see if your grandmother on your dad's side was intuitive. And I do feel that there's a strong intuitive ability in you. I just, like Carol was just saying, I think there's some fear in there that's blocking you. And are you in a job right now that's not very happy for you?
Yes, I feel very stuck in my life with a lot of everything.
actually. Career,
sure.
Love, location.
Okay, because I just keep picking up from your guys that you're manifesting a lot of that negativity in terms of especially career, just to kind of as a way to keep you blocked. A lot of times when we're afraid to open up, we will subconsciously manifest blockages in our life so that we can be focused on those rather than our true purpose. So I would love for you just to focus on your chakras to begin with, and, you know, maybe just even some intuitive development classes. I mean, you're in Chicago.
Oh, you are?
Surrounded by the best of everything, so I'm sure that there's amazing metaphysical stores. But I would get in touch with an intuitive development circle, because I think the best way for you to connect right now is, A, just accepting yourself and moving through that stuckness and saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an intuitive. And I would set a goal for yourself of trying to get out of that job by October or November, because I think that's going to be a really good changing time for you. Mm-hmm. And then, B, I would try to join an intuitive development class, because I think you're going to best and most safely and comfortably open your abilities with a group of peers. You just need to find your people.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
That's certainly a common cry right now. Deb, how about you? Do you have any insight?
I do. I want to add a couple of things to this. Have you asked to be shown your intuitive ability?
Yes. I journal a lot. And I talk to my angels a lot.
You do. Excellent.
I don't hear them answer me, but
they do. They will. They will. And so ask for signs. Something that is very clear, very accessible. For example, if you live in a neighborhood where you have a lot of yellow butterflies in your backyard, for example, then ask your angels to send you an orange one, so that you know that they're attending to you. Also know that time on the other side is different than time for us. And so what may seem to us to be something that we want right here, right now, the timing of this has to happen in the order in which it's supposed to happen. So ask for a sign. Keep, if you're journaling, that's an excellent tool. Keep in, as a part of your journal, a validation journal. When you're, for example, driving down the street, and this little voice, and it will always sound like your own voice, when this little voice says, "Ooh, turn right, there's a wreck up ahead, and you're going to end up in a traffic jam," and sure enough, later in the news, you hear that there was this big mess down the road, and you manage to avoid it. Write that down so that you know that those small things are really validation of your opening up to your intuition. And then I would invite you to take a phrase out of your language. I have a sense that, and you may not use these exact words, but there's this reoccurring tape that you run in your everyday language where you say, "Yeah, but," and "I can't." Learn to pay attention to the language you use. Words have power. And so if you're saying, "Yes, but," or "No, I can't," ditch those from your vocabulary so that you are speaking to yourself and to your angels in a much more positive way, so that what the message they're getting is, "Oh, here is somebody who is a being of light who is ready to start this work," and that energy field around you is shifting. Because that's really all we are, isn't
it? And, you know, and Deb's right with this. The spirits, guides, loved ones, angels on the other side, they don't know time. And so I like what Deb said, but I'd like to also add a little impatient nudge, which is to give them a deadline for the sign. You know, say, "Please show, if I'm supposed to do intuitive work this year, please show me an orange flower by Friday."
Okay.
And usually when I do that, I do get the sign. If I just say, "Show me this," it, you know, who knows, it could be 3 months. So definitely give them a deadline. I definitely think that you're meant to work in the intuitive field. I just think you're still in that student phase. So just give yourself time and take a lot of classes.
Absolutely. I cannot agree with Samantha more, is that really finding your people. And also know that you will be guided to books. On Samantha's website and on my website, there are suggested readings. Suggested books that we recommend to you. One of the best ways that I know that we have broadened our horizon is by reading how other people do this. One, it validates that we're not alone and we're not crazy, and that you can see the many varied ways that this process occurs for folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Holland has a great book, Born Knowing. That's fantastic. John Edwards is One Last Time. You know, Deb's right. Read the psychic biographies and see how they did it and see the obstacles that they faced. Very encouraging.
And what you'll realize, Joellen, is that everyone that does this work has their own stories and their own obstacles and their own development and times where it just seemed like it just was just kind of being in sync and flowed very, very quickly. And other times we just kind of bumbled and stumbled in the night like everybody else. And one of the things is that I'll close this out is that, you know, what Samantha said about a lot of things going on. This is the year of change. And the metaphor that I got, sweetie, is that you're running and you're spinning a bunch of plates. And a lot of those plates that you're spinning are plates that are associated with other people and their demands and their needs. It's not wrong. You lovingly are doing it. But, you know, after a while, honey, when your plates are 20 plates long and your first one is about ready to fall off and you're working on the 20th, you're going to run like crazy. And if you can get some of those plates off from that spinning, meaning are they yours, are they someone else's, are they important to you, such as your job. Right now, your job requires you to be really enmeshed in that physical tangibleness of thinking. And as a result, that has a lot of arms to it and a lot of different plates that you're spinning. And whether it's getting out of the job right at the moment, let's get rid of some of those plates. The more we become mentally bogged down, then the more difficult it is for us to really have those epiphanies or those aha moments or that awareness, whatever we'd like to call it. And as Deb was saying, and Samantha supported also, you know, put a time frame on it. So often what we do is we ask and ask and ask of our intuition, and then we get preoccupied or busy with life, that spinning the plate metaphor, and then voila, all of a sudden, we are getting these messages. We're getting these insights. Well, I want to thank you all for calling. And Barbara from Ontario, my apologies, sweetie. We weren't being able to get to you. You might want to join Deb and Samantha on their Blog Talk Radio, Psychic Teachers. And so one last quick thing. We've got to go. Okay. Well, light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.